It's now time for the most exciting and adored 2+ minutes in news talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Week 1 of the NFL season is in the books, and the Detroit Lions are 0-1. Not surprising there. Plus, since the Lions don't have any luck whatsoever, they already lost starting cornerback Jeff Okuda for the season. On a positive note, the offense might be a bit better than expected. Meanwhile, both Michigan and MSU have started the year 2-0. The Wolverines appear poised for a 3-0 start, while the Spartans have a measuring stick kind of a game at the 24th-ranked Miami Hurricanes this Saturday. But before I give you my picks for this week, let's review my 4 picks from last week, shall we? Let's go to the tape, gentlemen.
Give me MSU over Youngstown State 40-16. Give me Michigan over Washington 31-17.
Give to Corum. Breaks at the 3.
Oh, yeah.
Gets it up inside. Blake Corum. Touchdown, Michigan.
Give me the Buccaneers over the Cowboys 34-18.
Brady steps up, avoids the rush. Throws, caught. Touchdown, Antonio Brown.
Give me the 49ers over the Lions 31-21.
On fourth, pressure coming. Incomplete.
Oof, 49ers hold on at the end.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's perfect.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can start calling me Mr. Perfect. Although I cannot pull off the perfect plex, I can offer you my perfect picks. That's two. Count them, Art Lewis. That's 2 straight weeks of perfection, precision, and purity. The overall record is 8-0. That's 8-0. I will now attempt to make it 3 straight perfect weeks. I'm not sure that's ever happened before, actually. I don't know what to do. Here are my picks. We begin with a big game for the 2-0 Michigan State Spartans, who hit the road to face number 24 Miami with kickoff at noon. The Spartan offensive line must continue to dominate if MSU will pull off this upset. All they have to do is give the ball a lot to Kenneth Walker III, which sets up play action for quarterback Peyton Thorne to connect with some huge splash plays against a suspect Hurricane secondary. Now, Miami is about a 6-point favorite, and I'm confused as to why exactly. Has Vegas seen these new and improved Spartans? Obviously not. Give me MSU over Miami 28-23. The Michigan Wolverines will try to remain undefeated when they host Northern Illinois on Saturday at the Big House. Tune in for coverage beginning at 11 a.m. with kickoff at noon on 100.5 FM News Radio WSGW. Jim Harbaugh's 2021 Wolverines are a throwback to Bo Schembechler's teams from the 1970s. They dominate the line of scrimmage, have an unstoppable running attack, and play solid defense. It would be nice, though, if they could develop some kind of competent passing game before facing the meat of the Big Ten schedule, and that's why I'm predicting 3 touchdown passes for Michigan, who should run away with this one. Give me Michigan over Northern Illinois 45-17. And finally, your Detroit Lions visit the Green Bay Packers for an NFC North Monday night showdown at Lambeau Field. Both teams go into the game with opening season losses, although unlike the despondent Aaron Rodgers and the Packers who got pummeled by the Saints, the Lions showed some life by nearly coming back in their loss against the Niners. Now you just know Rodgers and the Packers will look like a different team at home after that embarrassing loss. The Lions defense is indeed a work in progress, which is why Jared Goff has to lead this offense to at least 31 points to win this game and snap Detroit's 4-game losing skid against Green Bay. Prove me wrong, Lions. Prove me wrong. Give me the Packers over the Lions 31-24. So I've got MSU over Miami, Michigan over Northern Illinois, and the Packers over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.